WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where Mark Fogel, newly released from Russian captivity after 3.5 years, was welcomed home to America at the White House late Tuesday night. President Trump said a thaw in relations with Russia there may also help with Ukraine.
It could be a big, important part of getting the war over.
Mark Fogel was grateful to be home.
My family has been a force. I think my 95-year-old mother is probably the most dynamic 95-year-old on earth right now.
CBS's Weijia Jiang was at the White House for the emotional welcome.
Mark Fogel's mother pled with Trump to bring her son home, and he promised if he was elected to be president, he would do just that. So that is a promise kept from President Trump to the Fogel family.
Elon Musk met with President Trump earlier in the day, taking questions from reporters in the Oval Office.
He was asked if there are checks and balances in place to ensure there is accountability and transparency.
All of our actions are maximally transparent. In fact, I don't think there's been, I don't know of a case where an organization has been more transparent than the DOGE organization.
President Trump added,
we thought that we would not let him do that segment or look in that area if we thought there was a lack of transparency or a conflict of interest. And we watch that also.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
We will be getting a look at inflation in a few hours when the new Consumer Price Index comes out. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
Key areas to look at will be food, energy, cars, and insurance, shelter as well. Housing prices rank as a consistent challenge for consumers and a driver of that ongoing inflation. Also expect egg prices to be noteworthy with the ongoing bird flu causing a shortage.
Well, snow and ice have been blanketing much of the eastern United States, but CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson warns another wave of bad weather is already starting up.
The second storm has all kinds of issues associated with it. The first is obviously going to be the winter weather up around the Great Lakes and in the Midwest, even into a bit of the plains. But the other part of this is down to the south. There's actually a risk of tornadoes.
Kevin Durant has become the 8th player in NBA history to score 30,000 points. The Phoenix Suns All-Star reached the milestone on a free throw in the third quarter of last night's game against the Memphis Grizzlies. Durant is now in the company of LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Dirk Nowitzki, and Wilt Chamberlain. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds of the overnight with lows between 0 and 5 below. Our winds light. On Wednesday, look for some snow across the area. Accumulations, though, an inch or less. Our high temperatures only reaching the lower teens. Right now, it's 1.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time on Big Show as Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford joins Trigby Olson and I. And in hour number 2, what's worse? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. American teacher Mark Fogel, released from Russian detention after being held there since 2021, landed back in the United States last night. He met with President Trump at the White House.
I'm in awe of what you've done and your team.
It's great to have you back.
Oh,
and have a great life.
Fogel's release is described by the White House as part of a diplomatic thaw in U.S.-Russia relations.
I think this could be the very important element. You could be a big part of it, actually, because it could be a big, important part of getting the war over with Ukraine.
The East Coast is in the first part of a 1-2 punch of severe weather with heavy snow in the mid-Atlantic area and part two stretching from Kansas to the Great Lakes. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is watching another one.
We've now got a third storm that's going to be making its way onto the Pacific Coast Thursday into Friday. It'll eventually make its way to the East Coast by Sunday into Monday.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds of the overnight with lows between 0 and 5 below, our winds light. On Wednesday, look for some snow across the area. Accumulations, though, an inch or less. Our high temperatures only reaching the lower teens. It's 0 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Well, that's me, but I won't be here. I'm off this week, so Greg Bach and Kristen Lyerly will be filling in Monday through Thursday, Todd Alba on Friday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. .5 The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. Mark Fogel, the American history teacher who the U.S. says was wrongfully detained by Russia since 2021, is back in the U.S. He was brought to the White House last night to meet President Trump.
I love our country, and I'm so happy to be back here. And I wish I could articulate it better.
CBS's Weijia Jiang was there for this emotional moment.
To watch this all unfold in this way, to have cameras capturing the very first time Fogel laid eyes on President Trump, for the President of the United States to greet him at the White House and welcome him home, to hear directly from the now freed American, it was a stunning moment.
The full Senate vote on the confirmation of Tulsi Gabbard to become Director of National Intelligence